comments, sir? Yeah? Yeah, those are some of the board members. You are responding on this specific issue, whether you have taken the department to court or not.
Yes, Chair.
Okay, quickly.
The answer is no, Chair. All we asked Weber Wenzel was to get us the answer on the reasons. That's it. Nothing else. We wanted the reasons for the termination. That's the only thing. And that matter is not going to court. It's just acting because we couldn't get the answer ourselves. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Let me get ahead with the summary of our little caucus. What we are saying, members, our understanding of the situation is complicated. Number one, the department has instituted an investigation on the part of the board. And we don't have access to that information. We don't have access to that report. That's number one. Number two, we certainly, on the strength of which now gets to be a lot more complicated, on the strength of the board having taken the department to court, we were then saying that we should actually get that legal opinion from Parliament. Madia was just making a few calls for the legal department or division within Parliament. On those bases, ours was to suggest that we don't go ahead with this meeting. Pending, number one, us having received the report, number two, getting that legal opinion from Parliament. And then when we reconvene in the next term, we come back to the issue. Granted, the board shall have been dissolved. The minister has the right to do that. But as Parliament, we equally have the right, if we so wish, to summon anyone to come before us, whether the person shall have been dissolved or not. The person shall have been suspended or not. We have that right as members of Parliament, as Parliament. That's generally how we would wish to get this whole process going forward. Any comments? We fine? Mrs. Baker?
Chief, what I just want to know about Mrs. Fundukavi. What position has she returned to? In what capacity has she returned to the department? What position is she currently holding? Because she was a CFO before she was seconded, and that position is now before. So where is she, what position is she occupying now?
Any further comments? Mr. Mguna?
Chairperson, that you have said that we discuss this matter in the near future, can't we leave all the questions for that particular time so that everything shall be covered? That's the request that I make. Thank you very much.
Okay. There be no further questions. That would have been my approach as well. Otherwise, we can be unraveling things that might just not come to an end, which will actually still find us having to confront that situation wherein whether or not we should have gone ahead with this meeting. It is obviously a very genuine point you are raising, Mrs. Baker. There is no doubt about that. For me, it gets linked to the earlier question I've been raising about the organogram. You know, how is the department structured? Okay. There be no further, Mr. Basson?
Can we just clarify the cost of the people coming here? Because they came on the request of the portfolio committee. Traveling cost how we deal with that matter, because it is on our request. And previously the minister, the deputy minister, wrote a letter last week indicating that the board, Overberg Water, must pay the cost. So if we can get clarity on that.
Obviously, this is a matter for Parliament. In this instance, this is a matter for Parliament. Because there is no board as we speak now. Are we in the same palm? Okay. Members, there be no further point or questions or concern, Mrs. Mrs. Crosby, sorry.
Celia, sorry.
You want to comment?
Afternoon, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. My only concern as the Chief Financial Officer of Overberg Water is I've been unlawfully suspended by Ms. Funakubi, and I don't have access to the premises until my unlawful suspension is lifted. So I'm left in a vacuum. It's the financial year end. We only have 6 financial staff members to generate the next annual report. And if I have to wait till September to return to work to be able to assist the entity to get an annual report, then we won't be able to get that done. So I just want to know if, are we waiting till September also for me, or can we get staff there, because we don't have any staff to do any accounting work there. We need to get started and implement internal controls and just keep the entity afloat in the meantime.
My understanding and my take on that one, simply put, is a matter that is operational, and it must be dealt with as such. Okay. So going forward, as I said, this is a matter for Parliament in terms of costs related to travel for the board members that are no longer a part of Overberg Water Board. And the rest, if we can get that correspondence or rather a report via Madia, I think that shall assist us going forward. Unfortunately, we will find it very difficult to take this matter forward without that report. My understanding also is that the board members do have a copy of that report. So it's not as if it is something that we shall have to be sharing with people from the erstwhile water board, Overberg Water Board, as it were. We shall then, as I said, find it opportune for us to be able to take this matter forward, call anyone concerned with this process. Then we'll take it from there. Members, let's enjoy our recess. Maybe just before we do that, just that program quickly. I think the Minister, I've been listening to you, and the Deputy Minister wanting and yearning to leave. Because as we speak now, what we shall briefly do is just to read through the program, and then it shall be circulated to other members. So these really do not require you, Mrs. Baker.
Chair, just before the Minister leaves, I just want to check. According to the Water Services Act, the Minister may establish and disestablish a board, but only after consultation with the board itself, with the province, and all the water users concerned. Has that process been done before these water boards, well, these 3 boards, were disestablished?
Can we have all of that discussion when we come back? It is going to be part of that entire process that we shall have to be dealing with. It is certainly not going to be late, I can assure you on that one.
Sir, Benita Nkosi yami ukuthi angiphilile ubona ngathi angikhulumi nje. Kodwa sengithi njengoba ngiphuma nje ngocingo olungibizayo. Kunenkinga lapho amaphumo lamanzi akubekho nhlobo amanzi. Ngiyazi njengoba kwama-holiday kuvalekile. Ngiyacela bazi ku-1 3 amanzi awekho nhlobo. Amathanki akhona kuthiwa afika ebusuku ngo-12. Ewa ekunqobeni. Cela lethi thathe serious ngempela. Umpompi bakhona kodwa abasebenzi kuthiwa bafakwa kodwa banawo amanzi.
Sizwile mama. Quick.
Yes, Jefferson, for purposes of record, I'd like to make an issue of Egwene in Ward 3, where it is said that people are having to do without water, and I would like this matter be addressed urgently. Please, Jefferson.
Okay, thanks for that. Members, the draft program that has been submitted for purposes of administrative related issues in Parliament here, among others for our venue and so on and so forth. This is a program, draft program, that we had to draft within speed. We shall have to be expect. We are going on recess as of today. we have submitted a study tour application effectively for us to be out of here from the 31st until the 4th of August, 31st of July. And the intention is to draw experiences from Argentina. Madia will give us more details on that one. The second area for us is for the 23rd of August, wherein we shall have to be expected to be briefed on the first quarter report, exactly the same process that we just went through now. And the 30th, these are all committee days that take us until lunchtime, and then we have plenary after that. There have been petitions on Zanini, Nguba Yetemba, Eku Ruleni, Ribig East from Akana, Tembisa. There have been petitions with this effect that we shall then have to get any feedback on those. That shall be the 30th of August. And then the 6th of September,